Just as we're taking Ellen Prinzi seriously, she's the founder of Olio City and joins us today. Now, ordinarily, we talk to people, Ellen, about 10:50, but the president is going to speak. And so your segment, which is our 117th in our series on the growing, budding, entrepreneurial, innovative movement, has been moved to, what, 10:37 in the morning. Ellen, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
Where are you from originally?
Murray, Kentucky.
And now you're in St. Louis with Olio City. What's that all about?
So Olio City is a tool that helps people discover cities. And the way we do that is by learning your preferences in events and restaurants. So when you do travel, we know what you like, so we can predict what you're going to want to see or find in those cities.
That is great, because let's say I like history, and I do. So if I go to some city, it could be Nashville, you will direct me to the historic aspect of town. On the other hand, if I like nightclubs, your app will send me to nightclubs.
We will send you to nightclubs, and it's also curated, so it's not just any nightclub. It's the better ones. For example, if you go to Yelp, for instance, and you're looking for a Mexican restaurant, you type in Mexican food, you're going to get a Taco Bell right up there with Cantina Laredo. So we're going to eliminate that. We're not trying to bowl the ocean. It's the best. So in restaurants and events, we're trying to pull that out so you don't have to spend the time searching for it.
And is this an app?
It is an app. It's an iOS app. We're launching in April in Chicago and St. Louis. So we're not live yet.
Good for you. Now, did you come from Kentucky to St. Louis for this purpose?
No. So I actually moved here in 2008 to work for the St. Louis Cardinals. I was in scouting and player development. Before that, I was in New York City working for the Mets. And before that, I was in San Francisco working for the Giants. So professional sports was my previous.
And you left the friendly confines of Busch Stadium to start your own business. How many cities will be in your app?
So we're launching with the two, and you know, we really want to own those cities and kind of start with a Midwest focus. Most people start on the coasts, and it's kind of hard to get early traction because there's so much happening and there's more competition. These kind of apps are kind of overlooked in the Midwest, so we're starting here, and then we want to expand to other Midwest cities and cities with robust millennial populations. So think Denver, Portland, Nashville, and then arrive on the coast. So kind of how Facebook did, with they started the Ivy League colleges, and then they expanded colleges, and then your grandmother's on it at the end of the day, right?
So good for you. What is this? What is the cost to start Olio City?
To me, the cost to me. Well, that's a good question. It's not cheap. So currently, developing the app from a technical standpoint, just building the app is $200K.
That's a lot of money. Yes. Any investors locally?
So we just won the Arch Grant here in St. Louis, which has been wonderful.
That's $50,000.
That's $50,000. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it has been self-funded.
Good for you. You are rolling the dice.
We are rolling the dice.
Does it get scary because now you don't have the ordinary paycheck? You're on your own?
So I'm lucky because my husband, you know, has a job and is very supportive. But we really look at the opening in the market for what we're doing. So the timing for Olio is the most exciting part.
Ellen, what does Olio mean?
So the word Olio, spelled O-L-I-O, is a synonym for the word combination, which is in essence what we're doing, combining different aspects of city discovery into one place.
Can't wait to see it as it explains what people should see in St. Louis. But how do you determine what is the best Mexican restaurant?
So the way it works, each user in Olio has their own algorithm, not to get too technical. And we look at the things that you like. So in our database of things in St. Louis, you open it up, and these are the events that are happening today. You give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. So that's how we start to learn what Charlie likes. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of goes into who you are. So when you travel, we know you like craft cocktails whenever you go to restaurants, and you like these kind of events that are kid-centric. And then that's how we use it, too.
Local owners game the system?
No. And that's a big problem that Yelp had early on, is that people were paying for reviews. And this is, we do not need, whenever Yelp started, for it to work, it required people to write reviews. this is not a review-based platform. We're taking the information that's there and personalizing it to you.
Uh-huh.
Because reading reviews is great,
right.
But there's more to the story than that.
This is, as Neil Diamond would say, Kentucky woman, Ellen Prinze, now in St. Louis, and she's starting Olio City, and it's going to be available, I think you said, in the spring of 2016.
That is correct.
That is very exciting. And you are the 100, and let me see the exact number, 117th in our series on the growing innovative movement here in St. Louis. You think St. Louis is a good place to start a business?
I do. I had this idea, just an idea, almost a year ago, and we are well on our way to launching. We won an Arch grant. Being able to accomplish that in a year is impressive, and I give that all to the city of St. Louis because they're really pushing entrepreneurs here.
Ellen, thanks for joining us today, and good luck, and if we can be helpful in any way, let us know.
Thank you so much.
Ellen Prinze, that's P-R-I-N... Z-I, the founder of Olio City, that's O-L-I-O City, with us this morning on KMOX.